Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. It's Friday. You realize that in just a few days, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. Oh, my stars. I feel like we just got done with Easter, and now we're headed into Thanksgiving and the Christmas season. So today, I wanted to talk about value. How and what do we value greatly? In Luke chapter 16, the scripture says, Pharisees who loved money heard all of this and were sneering at Jesus. And he said to them, you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of others, but God knows your hearts. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight. Isn't that just that is a poignant and a powerful statement that Jesus is speaking into not only the Pharisees' lives, but ours. You see, God's value system has this massive contrast with our value system here on earth. We value money over relationship, and God values relationship over money. We tend to value gaining power, while God values giving power. It seems like we value temporal possessions, while God values eternal rewards. We tend to value recognition, while God values anonymity. And what God values brings value. Think about that statement. Whatever God values brings value to us. You see, the ascribed value prescribes behavior. So what do you value highly today? Perhaps in the past it was a voice of people's praise that you pursued, but now you understand the futility in this vain pursuit. It's the caring affirmation from an almighty God that brings peace and fulfillment and security. And it sounds like that blessing at the end of my sermon every week. I mean, people's praise is pretty fickle. I have folks that love me one week and just can't stand me the next, and you probably do too. Here's the great news. The love of Christ is consistent and more than valid. If you live in quiet confidence when the acceptance of Jesus is what you highly value, peace will be in your life. The book of Ephesians in chapter 1, beginning of verse 5, Paul writes, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Oh, let me say it again. The ascribed value prescribes behavior. Then how we relate to money reflects the value we place on our relationship with God. It would become a detestable thing to our Lord when we're driven to make more dollars in deference to growing in our relationship with him. So I guess the question I would have for you is, what captures your heart on this Friday? Money or Jesus? He knows your heart. He knows if you fear of not having enough money, and if that fear has replaced simple faith in his provision, and as a result, then trusting your Savior is where we head instead of trusting our stuff. But trust me, I know how difficult that is. I fret just like you. I worry just like you. And yet the love of money, I know, is a rough romance. Communication is non-existent, and the relationship never finds true fulfillment with money. I mean, the misguided love of money only leads to disappointment and relational wreckage. But you know, a love relationship with the Lord Jesus leads to the heart of God and all his benefits that money cannot buy and will never buy. Wisdom values what's valuable to the Lord. On this Friday, what's valuable to you? You see, money can buy a house, but only prayer can produce the peace of a home. Money can buy a car for transportation, but only faith in Christ can transport us to a heavenly eternity. Money can buy us fun trips, but trust in the Lord opens the door for the greatest adventure found in his abundant life. I mean, think about this. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26 says, he, speaking of Moses, regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Maybe today we ask ourselves two questions. What is it that I value the most in my life? And does it have an eternal significance to God, my Savior, my Creator, and my Lord? Listen, friend, as we head into Thanksgiving, what a great thing to stop and contemplate. What do I value most? What am I most grateful for? And does it have an eternal significance? I can't wait to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We're going to have a great day. We have services at 9:30 and 11. And of course, they're always streaming live on Facebook and at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you, friends. Hope to see you soon. Bye now.